At this shout, the entire crew rushed toward the harpooner, commander, officers, mates, sailors, cabin boys, down to engineers, leaving their machinery and stokers neglecting their furnaces. The order was given to stop, and the frigate merely coasted. By then the darkness was profound, and as good as the Canadian's eyes were, I still wondered how he could see, and what he had seen. My heart was pounding fit to burst, but Ned Land was not mistaken, and we all spotted the object his hand was indicating. 2 cable lengths off the Abraham Lincoln's starboard quarter, the sea seemed to be lit up from underneath. This was no mere phosphorescent phenomenon, that much was unmistakable. Submerged some fathoms below the surface of the water, the monster gave off that very intense but inexplicable glow that several captains had mentioned in their reports.